FMA
IMMEMU
Main Menu
Main Menu
Main Menu
Main Menu Main Menu
A very warm welcome to ACB Radio Mainstream's regular look at technology from a blindness perspective. This is Main Menu. Coming up on Main Menu this week, Terry Clasper and Brian Hartchen of TNT Consultancy introduce us to JSA version 3.0. And before we begin with this week's feature main menu, we'd like to point out that Scansoft, the owners of SpeechPack Talks, the Eloquence software speech synthesizer, and Dragon Naturally Speaking, on the 18th of October this year, changed their name to Nuance Communications Inc. So that's Nuance, the new name for Scansoft.
Hello, this is Terry Clasper of TNT Consultancy, and thank you very much indeed for choosing to listen to this feature about the new version of JSA shortly to be released. During this feature, I'm going to begin by providing you with a brief summary of where we're at with JSA, and indeed a brief explanation of what JSA technology is. Then we'll move into the interesting part of the feature, where my colleague and co-developer of the product, Brian Hartchen, will give us a demonstration of JSA, focusing specifically on the new features contained within JSA Pro version 3. After the demonstration, we'll have a discussion about some of the Braille displays which we support in JSA, and some of the advantages in using Braille with this technology if you're a Braillist. And then we'll talk about the hardware requirements to use JSA and its associated products effectively in terms of the specification of the computer. And to help us through that maze is our American and Canadian master distributor, Ed Rosenthal from Next Generation Technologies in Lynnwood, Washington. And to conclude the feature, I'll be back providing you with contact information of our global network of JSA distributors. So let's begin by talking about what JSA actually is. JSA is a middleware piece of technology. That's to say, it's a piece of software which sits in between two primary applications, and in so doing enables people who are visually impaired to use voice recognition technology in conjunction with voice output technology. So, for example, you could dictate into Microsoft Word or Microsoft Outlook or Outlook Express, and at the same time as you were dictating, get synthetic speech feedback as to what's being recognised, and also access the range of tools contained within the voice recognition program that will enable you to, for example, correct your mistakes. So what applications is JSA bridging together? Well, from a voice output perspective, we're using Dragon Naturally Speaking Professional from Scansoft. Now, Dragon is by far the world leader in terms of accurate speech recognition technology, and what's more, contains a lot of tools which make it possible to adapt your voice profile to suit the environmental conditions you're working in, and indeed make adjustments into the system's vocabulary so that it recognises words which aren't contained within its normal day-to-day dictionaries. From a voice output perspective, we're using JAWS for Windows from Freedom Scientific. Now, everyone who's visually impaired knows about JAWS, and a good few of us use it too. And in JSA, we provide voice-based screen reading commands for all of the things which a JAWS keyboard user would be able to do. Now, before getting into the demonstration of this new version of JSA, I'd like to point out that there are actually two JSA products available. One called JSA Standard, the other called JSA Pro. And it's important to appreciate the differences in the two products in order that you, should you decide you want to take advantage of this technology, can make sure that you opt for the right product. JSA Pro is our flagship product. And with JSA Pro, you can do almost anything you like within supported applications, completely hands-free. JSA Pro is ideal for two types of people, I guess. On the one hand, it's ideal for people who either can't or don't want to use the computer keyboard but want to make effective use of technology. So, for example, somebody might have lost their sight later in life and have never quite got to grips with using the keyboard. But also JSA Pro is great for people who are visually impaired and have additional disabilities which prevent them from making effective use of the keyboard. JSA Standard, on the other hand, does require you to have effective keyboard skills. With JSA Standard, you can dictate text into our supported applications, but it's assumed that all of your control of the computer will be done with the keyboard, and equally, all of your text editing will be done with the keyboard as well. So, JSA Standard is ideal for people who are effective keyboard users, but, for example, could be Brailleists and make notes on reports when moving around on the train, on the bus or whatever, and then want to come back and bespokely create those reports using the voice on the computer. So, that's enough from me for the moment. Let's now have a listen to JSA Pro in action, find out about the product in general, and specifically hear about some of the exciting new features contained in version 3 of the product, and helping us through that, my colleague and co-developer, Brian Hartgen.
Thanks, Terry, and I'm really looking forward to demonstrating to Main Menu listeners some of the new features we have available for you within JSA Pro version 3. We've been working on this release of the product and testing it now for a few months, and we've concentrated, yes, on putting some new features in there which we genuinely think people are going to get use out of, but we've also worked very hard on improving the stability and responsiveness, which I'll talk about a little later. So the plan is I'm going to talk about and demonstrate, first of all, some of the central concepts of JSA technology, explain how it all works, but this will be a fairly brief demonstration, simply because there are other demonstrations of JSA which can be found within the Main Menu archive. So I'm sitting in front of my computer now, Windows is fully loaded, I haven't launched any applications at the moment, so I'm on the Windows desktop. JAWS for Windows 7.0 and Dragon Naturally Speaking Professional 8.0 are fully loaded, and I know that because through JSA, JAWS has given me a message to the effect that the computer is ready for you to talk to it. That's important because it means I know that my speech files are fully loaded, and I can completely control the computer if I'm using JSA Professional using my voice. I've got a headset microphone on my head at the moment, and if you're unfamiliar with Dragon Naturally Speaking, you won't know that the microphone can be in any one of two conditions. It can be awake or asleep. If it's asleep, as it is at the moment, clearly it isn't listening to what we're saying, but we can activate it, so from that point we can control the computer. There are various commands that I can use to activate and deactivate the microphone, but we also have a command within JSA itself to verify the condition of the microphone. Check microphone.
Microphone sleeping.
And JAWS is telling me that the microphone is in sleep mode. If you're using JSA Standard, there is a keyboard equivalent for that. So what I thought we'd do as a first demonstration of this is to launch Microsoft Word, because just about everyone uses Microsoft Word, and this will be a good springboard for me to not only do some dictation, but also for me to demonstrate some of the basic screen reading functionality which is available within JSA Pro. Wake up. Start Microsoft Word.
Start Microsoft Word. Document 1 Microsoft Word. Normal style. Edit.
I am delighted to be introducing to the listeners of the Main Menu program,
to the listeners of the Main Menu program,
our interface which is called JSA Pro,
our interface which is called JSA Pro,
linking together JAWS for Windows and Dragon Naturally Speaking, full stop.
Linking together JAWS for Windows and Dragon Naturally Speaking, full stop.
We have made lots of improvements in this version.
We have made lots of improvements in this version,
including introducing features, which support some of the new functionality, available within JAWS for Windows version 7.0, full stop.
Available within JAWS for Windows version 7.0, full stop.
Stop listening.
Stop listening.
Okay, that's the first piece of dictation out of the way, and hopefully you will have noticed that the dictation style was kept extremely structured, and that's very important to ensure that the text is successfully recognized and that you're hearing that being echoed back through JAWS for Windows. Now, one of the things I hope that impressed you right away was the responsiveness of the echo back of dictation. As soon as I was pausing, Jaws was right there echoing it back. It wasn't too fast. You wouldn't want it to be right on top of the dictation, but you certainly don't want it to be hanging around. You don't want there to be a 2 or 3 second gap between the time you stop dictating and it echoing the text back. And this is one of the things that we're always trying to improve upon within JSA technology, both standard and pro version. And I really do feel that we've achieved that this time. In fact, we've proved it. We've done scientific tests to verify that it is, in fact, much faster than it was. It's about 1/4 of a second faster, in fact. What we did was we used JAWS 6.10 with the previous version of JSAY and Dragon Naturally Speaking version 8 on the same computer with JAWS 7 and the new version. And we are actually about 1/4 of a second faster in this version, which is great, especially when you're moving through menu items and links on web pages, that kind of thing. Now, I'm going to do a little bit of screen reading. It's important to say, as Terry was suggesting at the beginning of this article, that you can do just about everything that you would want to do within the supported applications with not only the computer using your voice, but with JAWS for Windows. So just about every keyboard command that JAWS has is mirrored with a voice command. And you may know from using JAWS, or at least being familiar with a screen reader, that there are hundreds of commands available within JAWS for Windows itself that you can carry out using the keyboard. So there are lots of commands that you can say, potentially, with JSAY Pro. However, the great thing about JSAY technology, I think, is that it is as simple to use or as advanced to use as you want it to be. So yes, if you're a power user, then you can use all the advanced commands that are available, and we'll tell you later on how you can access those commands and learn what they are. But if you're just starting out with a computer, and that's very common, in fact, because it's so easy to use. If you want to start an application, you just say start followed by the application name, for example. What could be easier? And we've extended that approach to the whole business of screen reading, because we really do want to make it as easy for people to use as possible. So to that end, there are several commands that you can use to just get the basic principles of how to read a Word document, an email message, or even get around a web page. And once you've grasped these elementary tools, then you're going to be able to do those things. And if you want to build on that knowledge and learn all the other commands to get the most out of the product, then you can do that as well. So the basic concept is that you use the speak syntax along with certain other parameters. So if you want to hear the current line, you'll say speak line. If you want to hear the current character, you say speak character, and so on. You get the idea. So the 5 basic components are character, line, word, sentence, and paragraph. If you add to that next and previous elements as well, then those are the tools in place almost. So, for example, if you wanted to hear the next line in the document, you would say, speak next line. There are 4 other commands that you need to know. Go to top will take you to the top of anywhere, whether it be a list or a Word document. Go to bottom will take you to the end of whatever it is. Speak document will read from the cursor position either until you get to the end of the document or until the be quiet command is used. And the be quiet command is the equivalent to pressing the control key on the computer keyboard. So with those tools firmly fixed in your mind, let me go ahead and do a little bit of screen reading for you so that you get the idea of not only how responsive it is, but also how the whole thing works. Wake up. Go to top.
Go to top, top of file. I am delighted to be introducing to the listeners of the main menu program our
speak next line.
Speak next line interface, which is called JSAY Pro, linking together JAWS for Windows and Dragon.
Speak next word.
Speak next word, which?
Speak next word.
Speak next word is
speak previous word.
Speak previous word, which?
Speak document.
I am delighted to be introducing to the listeners of the Main Menu program our interface, which is called JSA Pro, linking together JAWS for Windows and Dragon naturally speaking normal style. We have made lots of improvements in this version, including introducing features which support some of the new functionality available. Blank.
Stop listening.
Stop listening.
Okay, it said normal style there because I happen to have my word styles switched on at the moment. One of the things that you will want to do is to educate Dragon Naturally Speaking so that it knows how you pronounce various words and phrases. It has a really great dictionary in there. It knows lots of names, and we'll talk about names later. But obviously it can't know everything. It won't know about last names, for example, particularly if they're unusual. If it's Smith or Jones or something like that, then yes, it's probably got a good chance of getting it right. But if it's unusual, it's not going to know it. Place names will be another good example. Technical terminology. We're often finding when we train people in the workplace that some of the terminology that they're using is very specific to the area of work that they're doing. And so we need to educate Dragon. We need to tell it, well, listen, this is how I pronounce this word or phrase. So when I say this next time, please transcribe it correctly into the document. And you can do that very well by using the Dragon Naturally Speaking correction system. We call it the correction dialog box. And the idea is that you will select the text that you want to correct. Then you use the phrase correct that with the variable that referring to the selected text. That's the best way of correcting the text because it ensures that you're actually correcting the relevant instance of the word or phrase. What happens then is that there is a dialog box which appears on the screen, and it contains up to 9 possible choices or alternatives which Dragon thought the word or phrase should be. It's a bit like the spell checker in Microsoft Word or Outlook, if you like. What you can do is to select one of those choices. We have tools to read back the choices, either one at a time or in their entirety. We can spell the choices. I'm not going to go through those because I know that they're demonstrated elsewhere. But hopefully the tools that we do provide will give maximum flexibility in that respect. If you're good at spelling, the best way of getting around this is to spell out the word or phrase correctly into the edit field, which is the first control in the dialog box. And that will ensure that the next time you come to say the word or phrase, it will be transcribed correctly. We have the phrase main menu. Now, we want to ensure, of course, that is capitalized. We want a capital M and a capital M for main menu. And I would guess it's probably not going to be initially capped. We can check it first of all. Let's do that. Wake up. Select main menu.
Select main menu.
Spell selected text.
Spell selected text. M-A-I-N space M-E-N-U space.
Stop listening.
Stop listening.
So, I knew that main menu was on the screen because I just dictated it, and I selected the text, and then I said spell selected text. I was correct, wasn't I? There's no capital there. So we're going to correct it. Wake up. Correct that.
Correction box open.
Cap M.
M.
A I N space.
Main.
Cap M E N U.
Main menu.
Click OK.
Correction box closed.
Stop listening.
Stop listening.
What used to happen within previous versions of JSA was that, yes, we used to say the correction box is active, which is good, so you knew it was in focus. But when you came out of the correction box, it just used to say document 1, page 1, Microsoft Word, edit, whatever it says when you go back to Microsoft Word when it's not been in focus. But now we just say correction box closed. So we have two consistent messages here, correction box open and correction box closed. When a new version of JAWS for Windows is released, fortunately, because of the cooperation that we have with Freedom Scientific, we're not far behind releasing the new version of JSA. So we're only a couple of weeks behind the release of JAWS 7 at this point. And what we try to do is not only introduce some new features of our own, primarily which our customers have asked for and which we've found are very useful when training people out in the field, but also what we like to do is to try and support the new features within JAWS 7 that are available to keyboard users. You'll know, having listened to Main Menu last week at the time of recording, that Eric Damery was telling us about the new quick keys which are available in Microsoft Word. So the idea is that either when JAWS is in its say all mode, or if you turn quick keys on with insert Z, you can then use keystrokes which you're already familiar with when using JAWS on the internet, but this time you're using them in Microsoft Word. So you can press T to go to the next table, S to go to the next section, H to go to the next heading, that's a very popular one, and so on. When you want to edit your text, you either press the Enter key, which will take you out of quick keys mode, or you can press Insert Z again. It's a toggle keystroke. Well, we believe that with the latest version of our JSAY Pro technology, we've taken that concept of quick keys to the next level. Because the reality is that when JSAY Pro is running, you don't need to turn on any special mode. All you need to do is say where you want to go to. So you could be dictating text, for example, and then you might think, well, actually, two headings ago, I dictated something, and I'm not sure that I actually want that now. I want to amend the text, or I want to read what it was that I dictated. So you can do that. You can say previous heading. You don't need to turn on any special mode at all. We believe this is going to be really great. As I was saying earlier on, we not only have a lot of new users using JSAY Pro, and because of the ease of use of this technology, you can understand that new computer users would really want to use it, but we also have, as I was saying, a lot of advanced users, and I'm thinking particularly of people who are authors of books and also plays and television programs. They would love this feature because they're going to be able to skip around their document very, very easily and change the text and make sure that the way that they're approaching a document and working with it is very, very dynamic. So, I'm going to load into my computer the JSAY Pro User's Manual, which we've also expanded, and I'll talk a bit about that later. And it's obviously got lots of headings in. It's a Microsoft Word document. My thoughts are here that I'm going to do a little bit of dictation. I'm going to verify the page number that I'm on, and then I'm just going to move around the document without turning on any special mode. Wake up. Speak page number.
Speak page number, page 55.
This is a test which I am dictating into my computer.
This is a test which I am dictating into my computer.
Comma.
Comma.
In fact, it is in the middle of the JSAY Pro manual.
In fact, it is in the middle of the JSAY Pro manual.
Full stop.
Full stop.
Previous heading.
Previous heading, heading 2 style, the JSAY Pro Interactive Help System.
Previous heading.
Previous heading, page 54, other JSAY Pro help.
Previous heading.
Previous heading, page 53, heading 3 style, page break.
Previous heading.
Previous heading, where am I?
Previous heading.
Previous heading, heading 2 style, real-time control specific help.
Previous heading.
Previous heading, introduction.
Previous page.
Previous page, page 52, normal style, blank.
Previous page.
Previous page, page 51, heading 1 style, chapter 8, backup and restore.
Next page.
Next page, page 52, normal style, blank.
Previous table.
Previous table, uniform table, table 8, column 1 of 2, row 1 of 27, top level, page 36, letter selected, column 1, row 1.
Stop listening.
Stop
so
listening.
You can see it really works, and I just think that is going to be brilliant, particularly, as I say, for people who use very large Word documents. I'm going to close down Microsoft Word now. I'm going to go into Microsoft Outlook because there are some brilliant things I want to show you and talk to you about in there. Wake up. Close program.
Close program. Microsoft Office Word dialog. Do you want to save the changes to JSAY Pro 3.0 User's Guide print.doc? Yes button.
Click no.
JAWS.
Start Microsoft Outlook.
Start Microsoft Outlook. Inbox Microsoft Outlook. List box.
Stop listening.
Stop listening.
One of the things when creating JSAY that we at TNT Consultancy are very conscious about is suppressing the amount of speech that you get when using JAWS for Windows. Now, if you're a keyboard user, you can get around this to some extent by using the control key. You've also got lots of verbosity control, of course, which is brilliant. And indeed, you have control over all that verbosity when using JSAY Pro technology. There is no essential difference about the behavior of JAWS, whether JSAY Pro is running or not. You're still able to use it with the keyboard. You're still going to be able to get all the speech prompts that you would normally get. It's still going to exhibit the same behavior as it normally would. But to put this into context, imagine a situation for the moment where you're browsing through email using your voice, and there are commands to be able to do that, that we've implemented to make the process easy, and you want to open a message. Well, by default, if you press the Enter key, JAWS would say something like, "From Brian Hartgen, subject, this is a test, read-only edit." Thankfully, with the implementation of the functionality in JAWS 7, keyboard users can stop some of those announcements, which is really good, and you can also have messages read automatically. But with JSAY Pro, when you use the open message command, all you hear from JSAY Pro is the message is open. You don't need to hear any of the other information, because not only have you verified who the message is from and what the subject is from the list box of incoming messages, but also, if you really want to hear the subject again, or the date, or anything else about the message, there are lots of ways of being able to get that information anyway, using the keyboard or JSAY Pro. So, what we've tried to do is to minimize the amount of speech that you get, and similarly, when you close a message, JSAY Pro will say the message is closed, and then it will report the focused message that you're on when you return to the inbox. And that is very important, because of course you need to know where you are, you need to know what's in focus so that you know how to interact with it. But the point that I'm getting to is that we really try to cut down the amount of speech. And we followed that through with a new feature in version 3.0, and it's called automatic reading. Automatic reading can be toggled on and off either with a keyboard command or a voice command, and it's application independent. And the applications that automatic reading works with are Microsoft Outlook, Outlook Express, and Internet Explorer. Within Microsoft Outlook and Outlook Express, if automatic reading is disabled, as I said, when you open a message, JSAY Pro will just say the message is open, and then it's up to you as the user to control the speech from JAWS. You can either say speak line, speak next line, speak document. Probably speak document is the way that you want to go in order to hear the message. If automatic reading is enabled, then as soon as you enter the message, JAWS will start reading out the whole message. Where its true value lies, I believe, is on web pages. One of the things that JAWS does as soon as web pages load, of course, is to read them automatically. Probably even a keyboard user wouldn't want JAWS to read the web page automatically, because the likelihood is that you're going to want to interact with it in some way. You're probably going to want to press N to go to the next piece of non-linked text. You're going to want to tab through the links or bring up a list of links and so on. I would suggest that a voice input output user would want to have even more control over it. So you can turn off automatic reading on web pages, and in fact we have this off by default because we believe that that's the way that you'd want to go as a voice input output user. Your preferred automatic reading application specific settings, there's a mouthful, are preserved across Windows sessions, so when you reboot the computer they're still going to be there. So let me show you how this works. I'm going to open a message in Microsoft Outlook. Automatic reading is disabled at the moment. Then I'm going to do the same thing and enable it. And then I'm going to go onto the internet and do that as well. I'm in a mailbox now, and I'm close to a message that I think we can listen to. Wake up. Next message.
Next message, Terry Clasper, re, JSA Pro on main menu.
Open message.
Open message, the message is open.
Speak document.
Brian and I have had a conversation today about the structure of this feature,
be
which
quiet.
Will be more or less as follows. Introduction.
Close message.
Close message, the message has closed. TNT Microsoft Outlook, list box, Terry Clasper, re, JSA Pro on main menu.
Stop listening.
Stop listening.
So as I said, we come out of the message itself. It announced the mailbox that we were on, which is TNT. It happens to be one of my mail folders. And then we got the title of the message again. Now I'm going to enable automatic reading and go through the same process. Wake up. Automatic on.
Automatic on. JSA Pro will read email messages automatically.
Speak message.
Speak message. Terry Clasper, read JSA Pro on main menu.
Open message.
Open message. Brian and I have had a conversation today about the structure of this feature, which will be more or less as follows. Introduction, providing a brief outline of JSA functionality, historical.
Close message.
Close message, the message has closed. TNT Microsoft Outlook, list box, Terry Clasper, JSA Pro on main menu.
Automatic off.
Automatic off, JSA Pro will not read email messages automatically.
Stop listening.
Stop listening.
Let's apply that principle then to the internet. Now, I've disabled automatic reading, and I can check that I've done that when I'm in Internet Explorer. So let's start it up. And what I'll do is I will go to the ACB radio site, which is located in my favourites, and I shall then locate the on-demand link and the main menu link, and I'll try and find a programme to listen to. You'll notice, of course, that web pages will not be reading automatically. Wake up. Start Internet Explorer.
Start Internet Explorer. Microsoft Internet Explorer. 62%. Edit. 100%. Edit.
Click Favorites.
Menu bar. Favorites.
Move up one.
ACB Radio. A. Move up one.
Confirm that.
Confirm that. Leaving menus. Edit. 2%. 100%. Page has 7 headings and 119 links.
Select a link.
Select a link. JAWS dialog. Links list dialog. Links list view. Home. 1 of 119.
Press key O.
On demand. Press key O.
Confirm that.
Confirm that. 100%. Page has 4 headings and 48 links.
Click main menu.
Click main menu. 1%. 100%. Page has 9 headings and 777 links.
Next heading.
Next heading. Heading level 3 main menu, the technology show.
Next heading.
Next heading. Heading level 3 2005.
Speak next line.
Speak next line. Link 19 October 2005.
Speak next line.
Speak next line. This week we are shown JAWS version 7 from Freedom Scientific.
Speak previous line.
Speak previous line. Link 19 October 2005.
Go to link.
Go to link. 0%. 100%. 2005. 19 October 2005 visited link.
Be quiet.
19 October 2005 visited link. For screen sensitive help, press JAWS key plus F1 or insert plus F1.
M-A-I-N-M-E-N-U.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Close program.
Close program.
Stop listening.
Main menu on demand, ACB radio connecting the blind community, Microsoft Internet Explorer.
So there we go. We heard a little bit of the main menu program for last week, and it was actually quite easy to get to it. If you know the web page, and once you start using this technology, obviously you'll start becoming familiar with how web pages are laid out. Then you can get to a specific point and verify what it is that you want to read very quickly and easily. And that was made much easier for me, given that JAWS was set not to read web pages automatically. Okay, flicking back now to Microsoft Outlook, we've made use of the Outlook 2003 autocomplete feature. When you use Dragon Naturally Speaking and you're dictating who to send a message to in the To or CC field of a message, for example, the likelihood is that Dragon will recognise first names really well, but it may struggle sometimes with some last names. So, for example, I'm going to dictate a message in a moment to my colleague Tracy Caulfield. Now, while it will all the time get the word Tracy, without some intervention on my part, it may not get the word Caulfield, C-O-R-F-I-E-L-D. It may transcribe it as Cornfield or Coalfield or some other variation. Here's how the autocomplete feature works. Ordinarily, if you were to use the keyboard and you were to type the person's first name, or indeed the initial letter of the person's name, a window will appear below the To field, and this contains a list of possible choices that Outlook 2003 thinks you want to send the message to. Now, this could be someone you've stored in your address book. It could also be someone who you've sent a message to recently, or where there is a message from that person in any of your email folders. In any event, the idea is that you can cycle through this list, and when you get to the one you want, then you can continue with composing the subject and the body of the message. Well, of course, you may not have known that window exists, because JAWS does not support it using the keyboard, but because of its usefulness with voice input technology, we've decided to put some functionality into this for JSA Pro. And so what will happen is I will say the word Tracy, and then I'll use the speak line command. What will happen is JAWS will read out the first autocomplete entry. Then I'll use the speak next line command, and every time I do that, you'll hear the next item in the list. When I've reached the one I want, I'll say confirm that, and then I'll proceed on with composing the rest of the message. Wake up. Switch to Microsoft Outlook.
Inbox Microsoft Outlook list box.
New message.
The dot 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 edit.
Tracy.
Tracy.
Speak line.
Speak line. Tracy Klesper. Tracy.Klesper at AntConsultancy.com.
Speak next line.
Speak next line. Tracy Caulfield. Tracy.Caulfield at AntConsultancy.com.
Confirm that.
Confirm that.
Subject field.
Subject edit. Alt plus J. Subject field.
This is a test message.
This is a test message.
Body field.
Edit. Body field.
This is a test message which I am dictating into Microsoft Outlook.
This is a test message which I am dictating into Microsoft Outlook.
Send message.
Inbox Microsoft Outlook. List box. Send message.
Stop listening.
Stop listening.
I'm not going to tell you about every single improvement that we have made. When you do get the product, one of the things that you do have is a manual which comes with it, and everybody probably will groan about reading the manual, but it is absolutely essential to ensure that all three products, that is JAWS, Dragon and JSA, are correctly customised. And one of the things that we've done in the new version of JSA Pro is we've extended the manual. It's really quite a hefty document now, but as well as telling you how to set all these products up correctly so that they all coexist and work together, it's also a little like a tutorial, so it will take you through some of the things that you would really want to do with JSA technology, particularly in the context of Microsoft Word, Outlook, and the Internet. It's not by any means a substitute for training. We would always recommend training with this technology, but certainly the manual has been extended, and I'm pretty confident that one of the things that we'll be doing when we release the product will be presenting the manual as a Daisy book that you'll be able to read on either a hardware Daisy player or, of course, a software-based Daisy player. Another way of helping our customers to ensure that they get the most out of the product is that we always have had a multi-layered help system. The first one that we've got is the Where Am I and What Can I Do commands. These commands work hand in hand, and they really do give you context-sensitive help information relative to where you are, not only within the application, but the part of the application that you happen to be faced with. So as a basic example, I'm focused upon Microsoft Outlook right now, and I'm actually focused on a message. What I'm going to do is I'm going to ask the computer where I am. Then I'm going to create a new message. And again, I'll ask it where I am and the kind of things that I can do. Wake up. Where am I?
Where am I? You are focused on the list of items in the Microsoft Outlook mailbox. The current item is Terry Claspery, JC Pro on main menu.
What can I do?
What can I do to move through messages? Say next message or previous message. To delete a message, say delete message.
New message.
New message. To dot 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 edit.
Where am I?
Where am I? You are in the field of the message.
What can I do?
What can I do? Dictate the email address or the name of the person to whom the message will be sent.
Stop listening.
Stop listening.
Next we have the interactive help system. The idea is that you would say please help, or you press a keystroke on the keyboard. You get an edit box into which you can dictate or type a question relating to how to use voice input output technology with various applications, and then you press enter or you say confirm that and you get an answer back. Basically the help system relies upon keywords. It's quite intelligent. The help phrase or the question that you ask the computer does not have to be phrased in a particular way. So that's another method of help that you've got. You've also got a command that you can use, and it's called get command index. What it used to do was to bring up an HTML based document which was well structured with headings, and it contained every single command that you could say within the context of JSA Pro. Although it was divided into headings, the problem was that, of course, it was a very large document. You had a heading such as commands for Microsoft Word, you had one commands for Microsoft Outlook, and so on. If you didn't know how to use the internet and you were not familiar with HTML and headings and so on, although the commands for moving through documents like this are quite easy, as you've heard, the fact remains that it was quite a large and unwieldy document. So what we've done is we've actually put that all into the JAWS virtual viewer. So you now say get command index, and you can move through categories of commands, and when you get to the one that you really want, you say confirm that, and then you're in a subcategory, or it's a list of the commands relative to the category that you've chosen. There is also a hyperlink in the virtual viewer to take you back a level as well. So we think this is much more structured. And to go hand in hand with that, we have a command called what commands can I say? And this will bring up a list of commands relative to the application that you're in. So if you happen to be in Internet Explorer and you want to move through all the commands and find out what they are, you can say, what commands can I say? And you'll be in a list in the virtual viewer of commands relating to Internet Explorer. And again, at the bottom of the list, you've got a go back link, which will take you back to the main subject index. Now, as well as sounding great, these commands, and I'll demonstrate them, the lists also look great. We've taken time as a team to ensure that the information which is presented within the JAWS virtual viewer is as good as it can be for the sighted user, so that sighted people can support visually impaired people. Wake up. Get command index.
You are entering a list of commands arranged by subject. Use the command next option to go forward and previous option to go back. Use the term confirm that to enter one of the categories. Say cancel that to close down this window.
Next option.
General speech commands.
Next option.
Commands for screen reading.
Next option.
Commands for JAWS utilities.
Next option.
Commands for Microsoft Word.
Confirm that.
You are entering a series of commands relating to Microsoft Word. Use the term next option repeatedly to move through the list of commands, or say previous option to go back. Say cancel that to return to the application in which you were working.
Next option.
Go to my file list.
Next option.
Places focus within the list view in the default Microsoft Word documents folder.
Cancel that.
JAWS.
Stop listening. That leaves us with the other main feature that I want to demonstrate, and that's the use of MSN Messenger. Now, you'll know possibly that within JAWS 7.0, they did an overhaul of the support for MSN Messenger version 7 and 7.5, and we've tapped into that. with our JSAY technology, which is brilliant that Freedom Scientific actually did that, so that we could use that technology within JSAY Pro. So, why would you want to do this? Well, there are lots of people who use MSN Messenger, of course, and yes, MSN Messenger has its own audio channel, so you can have a conversation with somebody using that, but not everybody is comfortable at talking into a microphone. People may prefer to type text using MSN Messenger, and so if you're communicating with those people as a voice input output user, you're going to want to harness that technology and use it yourself, aren't you? So this is a great way of people, particularly those who live alone maybe, of contacting other people and having good conversations with them. So I'm going to start MSN Messenger, and I'm then going to browse through my contact list to see who's online right now. Wake up. Start MSN Messenger 7.5.
Online 13 outline button expanded. Hide the contacts in this group.
Move down one.
Move down one. Reveal item. Danny R.
Move down one.
George buys away. Move down one.
Move down one.
Jeff Bishop. Move down one.
Move down one.
Jeff Zippos. Move down one.
Move down one.
Mark. Move down one.
Stop listening.
Stop listening.
So every time I say move down one, it advances to the next contact, and I can in fact use values of 1 through to 20 if I want to. So if I know that there are plenty of contacts online, and the one I want to talk to is some way down the list, I could say move down 10, or move up 15, etc. You'll also notice that we're not saying if the person is online or not, because we're browsing through the contacts list of people who are online right now. For reasons of speed, we don't actually say that the person is online. If their status is other than that, for example, if they're away or out to lunch or some other status, then we tell you that. But we don't tell you if it's just online, because it's assumed that you'd know that. So I'm going to try and see if one of the ACB radio organisers of Main Menu, Jeff Bishop, is actually available to have a conversation with right now. So I'm going to navigate to his contact. He probably won't be available. Going to navigate to his contact. I'm then going to say open message, just as we would in Microsoft Outlook. And I'll then dictate a message. I'll say confirm that. And then I'll be able to use a number of commands to review the conversation. I can say first message to hear the most recent item, second message to hear the one before, and so on, right through to tenth message. I can say things like set conversation 1 to bookmark a conversation, and then when I'm focused on another application and I wish to return to that conversation, I can say find conversation 1 and so on. So there are a variety of commands for MSN Messenger, all contained within the help system. So let's see if we can move back to him and find his contact. Wake up. Jeff.
Jeff Zippos. Jeff.
Speak line.
Speak line. Jeff Zippos.
Move up one.
Jeff Bishop. Move up one.
Open message.
Open message. The message is open. Jeff Bishop conversation. Input edit. Enter message here.
Hello Jeff. Full stop.
Hello Jeff. Full stop.
I am just completing.
I am just completing.
The article for Main Menu.
The article for Main Menu.
About JSAY Pro, comma.
About JSAY Pro, comma.
And I am using MSN Messenger, full stop.
And I am using MSN Messenger, full stop.
Can you please just send me a quick reply, question mark?
Can you please just send me a quick reply, question mark?
Thank you, full stop.
Thank you, full stop.
Confirm that.
Confirm that. Brian Hartgen says, hello Jeff, I am just completing the article for Main Menu about JSAY Pro and I am using MSN Messenger. Can you please just send me a quick reply? Thank you.
First message.
First message. Brian Hartgen says, hello Jeff, I am just completing the article for Main Menu about JSAY Pro and I am using MSN Messenger. Can you please just send me a quick reply? Thank you.
Stop listening.
Stop listening.
It's actually quite early in the morning for Jeff at the time of recording, so we can excuse him if he doesn't reply, but we'll give him a minute or two. But that's how easy it is to dictate a message and to send it using MSN Messenger and JSAY Pro. So that brings me to the end of this demonstration, at least, and I hope you've enjoyed hearing about the new features of JSAY Pro. And if you haven't learned about JSAY technology before, then hopefully this demonstration at least has given you an insight into what is possible.
That was Brian Hartchin demonstrating some of the exciting new features contained in version 3 of JSAY Pro, and also generally trying to give you a flavour for what the product can do. One of the really exciting things about JSAY Pro is its ability to free visually impaired people from the computer. And harnessing JSAY Pro with other technology makes this a real possibility now. Imagine a situation, for example, where you're using the computer, but you're using a Bluetooth headset microphone. And whilst in the past the quality of Bluetooth headset microphones hasn't been sufficient to effectively utilise voice recognition technology, there are now two or three products just hitting the marketplace which do make it a possibility. So imagine, for example, your computer's on the desk, you might be in another room, but with a headset microphone via Bluetooth, you can still have complete control of your computer. And I think that's absolutely fantastic. I think, you know, the possibilities that that presents us as visually impaired people with are truly amazing. And imagine also perhaps using it with a Bluetooth Braille display. In JSAY Pro, we have support for all Braille displays that are out there. And that's really good, because what it means is that you can switch the echoing of speech off if you want to, and just follow your dictation with the Braille display. Or, for example, if you make a mistake and you want to move back a series of words, the problem with just using speech, although it's very effective, is that you have to just go back either a word at a time, or trying to remember how many words to the left the word is that you want to correct or delete. But using Braille, of course, you've got it under your fingertips, so you can simply count the number of words and very instinctively and reactively say, move back three or whatever. So I guess the point I'm trying to make is that JSAY Pro, when harnessed with other technologies, be it Bluetooth, be it Braille, just becomes even more powerful. Now, in order to make effective use of this product, it's crucial that your computer is of sufficient specification. Ed Rosenthal is our American and Canadian distributor, and recently we took part in an Accessible World online symposium, and in that Ed described the kind of considerations from a computer hardware.
We have been working with speech input technologies for well over a decade at this point, and have been in the integration of input and output for certainly 4 or 5 years at this juncture. And one of the things that most people working in this arena are going to agree with is that it is a hardware-sensitive application. Unlike an application like Microsoft Word, which would run pretty well on a good old Pentium 3 with maybe 500 megahertz, 128 megs of RAM running Windows 98, the reality is that this type of integration uses a lot of computing power, and on some level, the more we are able to apply towards it, the more smooth the result is going to be. And it's not just a matter of the raw horsepower, if you will, but also some of the component design issues, video card selections, and so on. It starts with the processor. Generally, when we're building a system or recommending a system design, we'll look at an Intel Pentium 4 or Pentium M, and the Pentium M is the new built-from-the-ground-up mobile processor. As a general rule, faster is better, and for those of you that are aware of hardware design, starting about a year ago, Intel introduced the hyper-threading technology, which we hear in ads here in the States called HT technology. And we found in our internal lab tests, and certainly in some of the field work, that the hyper-threading really does have value in this equation if it's available. Onboard system cache is also a relevant issue, and most of the newer motherboards and desktops are going to have 1 meg of onboard cache. The type of RAM has some relevance, and certainly the amount of RAM. So generally, we recommend people get a gigabyte of RAM. You'll see some system specs that indicate 512 megs, which, again, is actually adequate. But by putting in that extra RAM, I think that we support some of the inevitable computing issues that are going to arise as people use their systems. When you're considering what sort of hardware to use to support JSAY, a JAWS-compliant video card and knowledge of what specific video issues are associated with JAWS, with cards running JAWS computers, is helpful. And we always recommend a full duplexing sound card. Input microphones are certainly a relevant aspect of getting a good solution for someone. Right now, I'm generally using a VXI Talk Pro Express with an Andrea Digital USB converter as my standard combination. For a lot of JSA users, they really want a hands-free solution, meaning the idea of putting on a headset microphone is a problem for them. And I tend to like the microphones from InSync. They're called Buddy microphones. One clamps onto a workstation and can be positioned with a flexible gooseneck. Generally, unless somebody's listening to the JAWS output in their headset, they're going to find that an array microphone, something that sits on the desktop near the speakers, won't typically give them a very good solution because the speaker output will start to interfere with their spoken input.
Ed Rosenthal talking about the hardware considerations one needs to make in order to have the JSA Pro, Dragon Naturally Speaking, and JAWS for Windows technology perform optimally. Well, we hope very much that you've enjoyed listening to this feature about the new version of JSA Pro. And if you have and you'd like to find out more, then allow me to give you some contact details of the three places that are the best place to start, depending on where in the world you happen to be listening at the moment. If you're listening in the UK and you'd like to find out more, then the best place to go is our own website. And our web address is the standard 3 W's, and then tandt-consultancy.com. So again, www.tandt-consultancy.com. Alternatively, if you're listening in America and Canada and you'd like to find out more, then visit the webpage of Next Generation Technologies, who are our master US and Canadian distributor, and you can find them at www.ngtvoice.com. And finally, if you're listening in Australia and New Zealand, then the man responsible for JSA on that side of the globe is Barry Burgess, who's with Pacific Vision Equipment and Services, and he can be found at, again, the standard 3 W's, dot Pacific, P-A-C-I-F-I-C, Vision, dot org, dot N-Z. Again, www.pacificvision, all one word, dot org, dot N-Z. And that will just about do it for this feature. Many thanks to ACB Radio for providing us with the opportunity to present this to you. And specifically thanks to you for sharing the past hour or so with us and listening to this feature about JSA Pro. So, from myself, Terry Clasper, my co-developer and colleague, Brian Hartchen, and Ed Rosenthal, thanks for listening. And take good care.
Well, very many thanks to Brian Hartchen and Terry Clasper and all the team from TNT Consultancy for their demonstration of JSA version 3.0 this week. Don't forget, of course, Main Menu is your program. We would welcome your contributions and ideas of items that you would like to hear on a future Main Menu. So do drop us a line, mainmenu@acbradio.org. That's mainmenu@acbradio.org is how you get in touch. I'm Dave Williams, and on behalf of all the Main Menu team, until next time, bye for now.